Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Daigie.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Daigie. Welcome to episode 21 of Spur of the Moment podcast.
Episode Tim Duncan, number 21. We're already there. Our listeners have really increased quite a bit, and we're excited to bring you another Spur of the Moment podcast. But we're not excited about the news that we're going to have to bring you about this one tonight, as the Spurs dropped a 118-110 decision to the Memphis Grizzlies, led by Mr. Ja Morant, one of the elite-level young players of the game. He ended up with 41 points and was just phenomenal, like we thought he might be. Mr. Jaren Jackson Jr., for all of you that know Spurs' first championship, his dad played on the Spurs championship team of 1999. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 22 points for them. But let's get to the real story. The Spurs had a great outing. They really competed well, but just lost it at the tail end. What are your thoughts about this game, Drew?
Yeah, I think we played pretty well. We, like you said, we lost at the tail end, but you can't shoot 24% from 3 points. We struggled a lot in the fourth quarter with our three pointers. We could have made some. Devin Vassell, Derek White. If we would have made those, that would have made it a lot closer.
Yeah, and that's, You're spot on, man. The three-pointers were less. We lost a rebounding battle tonight a little bit to them as well. So they had that big post in there, but with Mr. Jaren Jackson Jr. But anyway, we came up short. So let's get to the segment of our show that everybody loves. We're getting a lot of great feedback on it. We're going to do our top two and bottom two. So the top two tonight I've got, and Drew's going to take the bottom two. So my number one is Mr. Devin Vassell, 20 points off the bench. He was 8 of 16 shooting. He wasn't so hot from the three-point line, but 20 points are 20 points. And great job off the bench for him. And then my other of the top two is Mr. Blockab Purtle. He had 4 blocks tonight, 18 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds, and was perfect from the field. He was 8 of 8 shooting tonight. So those games don't happen often. And really, ever since the back ailment, when Jakob Pertl's come back, he's really been had a renewed focus and been a great, great postman for us as it's gone on. So those were the top two for tonight. Drew will take us with the bottom two.
Yeah, my first one on my bottom two is going to be Doug McDermott. In 22 minutes, shooting 3 of 9 from the field, 0 of 4 from the three-point line, and 6 points in 22 minutes. Struggled a little bit. My second bottom two is I have Jock Landale shooting 1 of 4 from the field, 0 of 3 from three-point range, and 2 points in 11 minutes. Those are my bottom two.
Okay. And one conversation I want to have about Mr. Doug McDermott. Do you think, you know, we love Dougie McBucket, so this isn't a knock, but, you know, he had a poor shooting night, but he's a streaky shooter, kind of like Bryn Forbes was off the bench. Not a huge, high defensive upside for Dougie McBucket. Do you think there's ever a time where Mr. McDermott will come off the bench for us? What are your thoughts about that?
I see that as a very high possibility, maybe next year. But if we get like a post or Ford, and maybe Primo, but I doubt it. But yeah, I feel like he could be playing a similar role to Bryn Ford.
Yeah, I the more I look at it and the more I watch and kind of see him and the way he goes about his business, and then I look at a guy like Devin Vassell, who I think could easily be slotted in that starting rotation, bring Dougie off the bench and maybe have him knock down some threes coming in like that. But just an idea and a thought that I had, I was thinking about the other day of where McDermott fits in. I mean, I know he's on a 2-year deal, but I think a sharpshooter like that off the bench could really fill in the hole. And then you get the athletic, defensive-minded Devin Vassell in there. Or like you said, if we get a good draft pick and get another post, which it's almost inevitable that we're going to draft a forward or a center in the draft. I'd be shocked if we got another guard or forward. So just something, some food for thought. We don't have a question of the day for this episode. We didn't get one in with the emails or the text, but just to remind you, you can always email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text us at 512-540-1626 for you to be included in the question of the day. So we're going to go to our next segment. This is going to be This Day in Spurs History, and Drew's going to take us on that one.
Yes, I'm going to take us to January 26th, 2020. Today, we wish our prayers to Kobe's family, because that day, he rest in peace to him. We ended up losing that game by 4 points. Pascal Siakam scored 35 points, 8 rebounds. Kyle Lowry, 16 points, 6 of 14. And Fred VanVleet, 4 of 15 scoring. And then we had DeMar DeRozan, whose game is very much similar to Kobe Bryant. He scored 14 points, 4 of 9 from the field. DeJounte Murray, 13 points, 5 of 12 from the field. And Bryn Forbes starting that night. 13 points, 26 minutes, 5 of 12 from the field. That's going to be this day in Spurs history.
Thank you, Drew. I remember that game actually really well because of the getting the news about Kobe and just kind of trying to take that all in. And I believe it was a Sunday afternoon game, if I'm not mistaken. And we watched that game. Siakam, he went off that night in 2020. So, thanks for this day in Spurs history. All right, now we're going to preview our upcoming game. So the Spurs, this one was the second one of a back-to-back, and we get a little break before Friday night, but we have two tough ones coming up, Friday and Sunday. Drew, what do you know about the Bulls, and what can you tell us about the Bulls?
I know that they are a very great team in the Eastern Conference. One of the best. I think they have the best roster on paper. They have DeMar DeRozan averaging 26 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. You have Zach LaVine, 24 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Nikola Vucevic, 16 points, 11 rebounds. And then you have Lonzo Ball, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Kobe White, 12 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 assists. I think that roster is very good. And as of now, they're second in the Eastern Conference.
Wow. So DeMar DeRozan and coming back to San Antonio, so that'll be a fun little treat. DeMar was I loved him during his time with the Spurs. He got basically unwillingly traded because the whole Kawhi deal, and then he was a consummate professional. I didn't realize that about DeMar until he came to San Antonio, and was just really a class act. So I'm glad to see him having success with the Bulls. It was important for us to get rid of him for the rebuild, but they're definitely going to be a tough opponent. So the Bulls coming in, let's go our predictions and players that we think are going to go off. So, Drew, who do you think is going to go off, and what do you predict the score of this game to be?
Yep, I have Jakob Poeltl as my player to go off again. He's been on fire. He's been on fire over his last 5 games, one of his best of his career, especially with the blocks, getting those blocks up. And he's my player to go off. And then my prediction for the game is I have the Bulls beating the Spurs by 5. Sadly, I hope I'm wrong here. More like 9. I think the Bulls are really good, so I'm going to go with they're going to beat us by 9. I hope I'm wrong here.
Okay. Well, So there's Drew's prediction. My guy to go off, I have a good feeling about this one, is Mr. DeJounte Murray. And I know that goes without saying, but he didn't have a great shooting night against Memphis tonight. But I do think he learned a lot under DeMar DeRozan. I think he learned a lot about how to lead and how to be that kind of player that he's evolved into this year, which has been awesome to watch. But I think he's going to bounce back from this poor shooting night. I think he has a lot to prove, and I think he's going to go off against the Chicago Bulls. I think, obviously, he's going to get another triple-double, but I think his points are going to be up there in a high number, and maybe the upper 20s. And I think the Spurs are going to win this one by three. I think they're going to win it by 3 points. I think the Bulls, you're right, they're one of the best teams. But I think it's prime time for the Spurs after this Memphis loss to rise up and get one. So that's my predictions. I think it's going to be a great ball game. I think it's going to be tough and tight. And I think they're going to have the guts and the will to pull this one out. So thanks for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast, episode number 21, Tim Duncan's number. We're going to take it home tonight with Mr. Drew Daigie closing us out. Thanks again.
Yep, thank you, everybody, and go Spurs, go.